Michael Carroll and Alyssa Lies on South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. Hey, we're going to bring Gord Hines on the air right now, the president of the Kelowna Major Men's Fastball League. Gord, how are you today?
I'm good, Dennis, but it is former president now. I am the past president. The new president is one of our members, but for all intents and purposes, I'm still just as involved, so, you know.
You finally got out of that, did you?
Yeah, 6 years is long enough. Time to move on to something more.
I think so. You've got a busy household. I can hear kids in the background there today.
Yeah, my two little ones are up and having breakfast, and my older one is still sleeping, I think, because she's of that age where she likes to sleep all day long.
That's excellent. Well, we're sure excited. I know people like yourselves that have been involved in fastball for a long, long time, bringing the New Zealand National Junior Men's Fastball Team into King Stadium. What's the buzz in Kelowna these days then, Gord?
Well, from everybody that I've spoken with, there's a lot of excitement. You know, like to Argentina last year was absolutely a lot of fun. There's no question about it. There's something different about the draw of the haka, though. You know, having that the whole war cry thing going on before a game kind of gets goosebumps going. I mean, I've watched a few videos because it's fun, and every time I watch one, I get goosebumps on my arms, and it's just like one of those things that just gets you just right pumped up. And so that, to me, for sure, is going to be a big draw this year. I think we'll have as many, if not more, people this year than last year. I was talking to one of the minor girls team coaches last night because they were playing, and I was umpiring, shocking. And he said that as soon as he heard from the minor coordinator of what was going on, he sent out his address book, which was at least 400 people. So even if we only get a tenth of that out from the minor side, I think we'll still have a full park.
Oh, absolutely.
Next week.
And I know that last time you said if they wear their jerseys, they'll be recognized at the game. Like, you make it fun for the kids and the families that want to come to a special event like this, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And in this case, like, what we're doing this year is, because it's after the minor ball season is done, technically, we aren't even requiring jerseys, you know, at this point. Wear team colors, sit with the team, and that's all we really ask. I mean, if you're under 17, if you're a minor age ball player, there's no fees, there's no cost for you guys to come out and watch this this demonstration of what international softball can be, so... you can get as many people out as you can and make it a really cool experience.
New Zealand has always been big on fastball. They have quite a system. I was reading on their Softball New Zealand website. I mean, they have, you know, they have a pitching school. They've got all kinds of things. They take their fastball very seriously.
They do. They, for being such a small little island, they're like, how can I describe it? I'm trying to make it something akin to what we do, you know. Softball to them is like hockey to us, almost, where it's just ingrained in everybody. Everyone understands the game, or at least to some extent understands the game, and anybody who can play does play. I was reading yesterday of a junior guy they picked up, not picked up, but sort of a late addition to the crew. He's like 19, 6'2", and he's at 245 pounds. And you look at the guy in the pictures, and he just looks like a solid ball of muscle. And that's the kind of stuff that's cool. And you read more about his family, and everybody, all six of them, all play competitive fastball at some level. And that's, to have something like that over here again would be something else, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've got to get young people playing the game, and I don't know why they don't. As a young adult, it was such a big part of my life. I could never play at that level. But I guess this is almost one of the issues with the Kelowna Major Men's Fastball League All-Star Team. Respectfully, these guys are not that young anymore. I mean, it's pretty hard to get some youth out there, isn't it?
You're right. You're right to an extent, Dennis. But if you look at the roster, I mean, compared to last year, and I mean, I can't remember exactly who was on the crew, the two different teams last year, but compared to that, there are still the older guys who are the pitching, like, you know, Colin McKenzie, who's 42, Kevin Careless is 45, Rich Haldane's 45 or 46, I can't remember, and then you'll have Ryan Corsi as well, who's, you know, late 30s, but then you've got, like, some young guys, like the Blondley brothers that are playing, so Chad Blondley, Travis Blondley, who else is on the team? I can't remember. I don't think Kyle is, but you've got some young crew as well that are coming in, and that's, you know, they're 21, 22, and very, very good ball players. So you've got some opportunity to really show the young guys what the game is about, and hopefully keep them interested and maybe get them going more as we go. Right?
What an opportunity for them too. I mean, these are once in a lifetime events, because I guess the reason these teams come is because obviously the World Championships are coming to Whitehorse for their level.
Yep.
So it's like they're trying to get games before that, aren't they?
They're trying to get tuned up, yeah. Because so New Zealand is. This year, New Zealand's flying in, I believe, on Saturday. I don't think they're here yet, to my knowledge. I've been wrong before, But to my knowledge, they aren't here yet. As you can hear, my son is not happy
with it. we can get you going anyway. That's fine. Actually, the senior men's team is playing in Saskatoon. They won two games last night. So they've got two traveling teams going across our country. And it's the Temper mm-hmm. Zone Juniors coming in to take on us. And I suppose they're going to be very fast. The pitching's going to be, I mean, everything's going to be up a notch when they come and play in Kelowna here on July
exactly.
the 2nd. Right. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, like Argentina last year. You have last year was one of the highest rated junior men's pitchers coming to town with Mata, and this year won't be any different with the guys that New Zealand's bringing. So it's going to be an absolutely wonderful experience for anybody who can be out there. I mean, myself included. I get to umpire, and that's something that, you know, I'm 15 years away from doing it in the International Junior Men's Championship. So for me to get an experience like that now is certainly helpful to my career as an umpire, too.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you so very much. Do you have any words of welcome to our New Zealanders? And I say that because the New Zealand, Softball New Zealand is listening to this broadcast today. Gord, any word from Canada, from Kelowna, as we let you get on your way here today?
Oh, put me on the spot or what, Dennis? Well, welcome everybody from New Zealand who's coming to visit us, and I hope that you enjoy the stay in our beautiful Okanagan Valley.
Right, good, and thank you. We'll see you at the game, Gord.
Sounds good.
We're working with
you.
Yeah, Gord Hines will be umpiring. He's past president of the Kelowna Major Men's Fastball League with the New Zealand Junior All-Star team coming to play. Their national team is going to put on quite a show at King Stadium in Kelowna, July the 2nd, right next week.
Some days won't end ever, some days pass on by.